there are countless editorials and books on proper parenting, how to discipline, how to teach a child responsibility and develop a sense of independence. All these gurus claim to give the best advice on how to be a good father, how to be a good mother. When we mention, as we did today, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, one of our avos, Avraham Avinu, we must wonder, why is he called Avinu, our father? It must be that this is the ideal parent. And one could be misled to make the mistake, based on today's reading, that Avraham, God forbid, was not a good father. Where we find Ishmael, his son, involved in the most terrible, the worst crimes one could possibly imagine. Adultery, idol worship, murder. He sends his very own flesh and blood away. And he's not able to have any contact with him. Not to be heard again until the day he attends his own father's funeral. But this, of course, is not the true Avraham Avinu. We know that Avraham loved Yishmael so very deeply. We find this when it comes to the Akedat Yitzchak. And Hashem says, Kach es bincha, take your son. And he said, well, I have two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael. He said, no, take it, Yechidcha, the one who is unique and special. He said, they're both special in their own way. To take the one who you love, Asher Ahavta. He said, but I love both of my children equally. And then finally, Es Yitzchak. Chazal clearly tell us that Avraham loved Yishmael. He did not want to send Yishmael away either. But he was instructed to do so. Sometimes the Torah does not mention every last detail. But in this instance, the Yalkut Shimoni does. It is here that we find out what really happened to Yishmael in between these times. The Yalkut tells us that Li'achar Gimel Shanim, that it was after 3 years, Holach Avraham Liros Yishmael. He couldn't stand it anymore. He needed to see his son. After those 3 years went by, and his wife was not happy about it, V'nishma l'sara she'enu yored min ha'gamal. His wife said, don't go. But they compromised and said, you know what, I won't go for a very long time. I'll stay on my camel. V'yagil l'sham b'chatzi hayom. He got there. Midday, umatzasham ishto shel Yishmael. And he noticed Yishmael's wife, who he had never met before. Amrula, he asked, not revealing his true identity, Heichan hu Yishmael, where is Yishmael? So Amrula, so she said back to Avraham, he went. He and his mother Hagar left to gather up some fruit, some dates, in the field. So Avraham, who had went on a very long journey, he turned to this woman and said, please, Tanili mat lechem umat mayim, give me something to eat. Give me something to drink. I'm so thirsty. Ke'eifa nafshi maderech hamidbar. I'm so exhausted from my very long journey. Omer lei, she looked at this stranger and said, Einli lo lechem v'lo mayim. I have neither bread or water. I have nothing to give to you. So Avraham was obviously quite disappointed. Amalei, he said, Kishiyavi Yishmael. When Yishmael comes back from his gathering, Tagid lo asadavar ma'ela, tell him the following message. Tell him, Chalafes miftan beischa she'eno tov l'cha v'lo roy l'cha. Change the threshold of your home It's not good for you. And obviously, he wasn't referring to the structure of his house. He was talking about this woman, this wife, who was so unhospitable, was unable to even give this man a little bit of bread, a little water. But Abraham left without revealing who he really was. When Yishmael came back, he heard this message. Ben Chacham, the Hev Yishmael. Yishmael was a very wise person. He understood it was my father. And the message of my father is that I should not be married to such a woman. I should be married to a woman who embraces chesed, gemilas chasadim, hachnasas arachim. And he sent her away. The Yalkut continues and says, it was another 3 years that went by, and Abraham again said, I cannot wait. I need to see my son. And like the first time, Sarah, his wife, said, you can go. I don't want you to go. But I don't want you to go for a long time. So he had to stay on his gamal and his camel, so he could not get off. And if he would be able to see his son, he would not be able to embrace him and a hug. He reached there half day, and he met a different woman who happened to be married to Yishmael. But this time was a bit different. Miad hotziya v'nastalo. This new wife immediately gave him food and gave him what to drink. Amad Abraham v'hayim isbali lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al b'no. Abraham was so happy that he stood and prayed to God, praying on behalf of his son. That his house should be showered with blessing, with affluence, with wealth. When Yishmael came back again, he realized what happened. He realized that his father Abraham still loved him and still cared about him, kirachim avabanim, as a father should have compassion toward their son. This striking medrash, explains Rabbi J.J. Schachter, has implications for our lives on three different levels. Our relationships with the members of our family, our relationships with other Jews, and our relationships with God, with Hashem. First of all, in regard to our relationship with our children and our grandchildren, we see them grow up, and eventually they leave our house, maybe our community, possibly even the United States, living in Eretz Yisrael. But a parent never stops thinking about their children. A parent never stops worrying about their children. They could be married, have children of their own, but still, that's your kid. That's your baby. It doesn't make a difference who you are and what age you are. But if you're going to that game at night, your mother may still call you to remind you to bring a sweater so you don't get cold. Sometimes our children leave willingly, with joy, with dancing, at a chas, at a wedding. But sometimes they just leave. They may have hurt us. They may have harmed you, embarrassed you. But it's still your child. It's always your child. Should you let your pride get in the way and lose touch with them and disconnect yourself? Abraham Avinu didn't. Should we wait until they make the first move? And until then, I will stand my ground. Abraham Avinu didn't. Abraham didn't stand on ceremony. and neither should we. Pick up the phone. Make that call. Take that visit. And if it's difficult, send an email. Just like Abraham, Abraham remained connected. And the Medrash states that Abraham went by himself. He went alone. His wife Sarah clearly was not happy about him going at all. But they compromised. It wasn't my way or the highway. I'm going and I'll do what I want. No. Abraham, as great of a man he was willing to listen and was willing to make this compromise. This pshara, which means in Hebrew compromise, which has the exact same words as shofar. For it's about just like the shofar. We need to bend. The Abraham himself bent. That he said, I will only stay for a short amount of time. It'll be a brief visit. And I can only stay on my camel. We must learn from here the importance of compromise. The importance of shalom bayis. Just like Sarah and Abraham Avinu. But this medrash is not only about relationships with members of our family. It's also about our relationships with members of our community as well as other Jews. Yishmael committed the most heinous of crimes, but he was not pushed away. Abraham kept going back to show that he still cares, that he was still in his thoughts. Yishmael, his son, was always in his prayers. In this time in which we experienced Jewish individuals writing in newspapers terrible things about another Jew, where we read about a specific professor who said that he was not in a picture, and therefore he decided because of this to write such a negative article. Should we isolate ourselves from that person? Should he be ostracized and be put into exile? Abraham Avinu would not have done that. And neither should we. You see, although some people make mistakes and are misguided, we are still all one nation, and we must care for one another, regardless of which denomination they belong to, what community they're in. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. And lastly, the Medrash relates to our relationship with God. Yishmael understood that his father had compassion toward him, kerachim al banim, just like a father to a son. It's brought down in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that this father-son relationship is actually a metaphor. A metaphor to our Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, our father, and ourselves, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation. And what an important message for us to internalize on this Rosh Hashanah, that no matter how low Yishmael sank, his father would never abandon him. So too with our relationship with Hashem. God loves us and wishes to bestow blessings upon us. Certainly, never will He abandon us. Kirachim av abanim. May we strengthen this bond to God and merit a shana tova metuka, a very sweet year, a year of shalom peace here and throughout the world.